Is there another area you go on about? Like, what about physics, OJ, that you've been quoting lately?
If he is articulate enough to draw God's air, can't he be articulate enough to ask us a question, Bob, without having to be driven every step of the way? Are you feeble? Do you need assistance? Does someone need to help you? How do you get out of bed in the morning? Tell us. We must know.
Come on, OJ. What's your next point?
We're goading you a little bit because we got backup now. Bart's here. He'll smoosh you. You'll see.
I've been thinking a lot about language lately.
Good. We are too.
What do you think of modern language science?
BFD.
That's a big fucking deal.
Do you think words have meaning?
OMG.
So he's saying that today kids communicate with these letters. Are they words? Do they have meaning? They seem
no,
to have.
We're saying OMG, oh my God. Are those words? Did you know what we meant when we said that? Okay. Then that's communication. It's changed. It's different. It's a different landscape. So is ours better than yours? Is our TT bigger than your TT? I don't know. We got to see. Now we got to compare. But if we're comparing, we're having conversation. If we're having conversation, oh, Bob, it's going to go pretty fast here pretty quick. I'm sure. I don't know how it's going to go this way, but it's just going to go a little bit. Here's how it's going to go. Communicating is communicating. You can't hear the communication. You got to know. You got to answer. You got to know what you're talking about. If you don't know what you're talking about, you can't get there. If you can't get there, you're not going to know when you get there. If you can't get there and you can't know that, you're going to not communicate. If you're not communicating, you can't know if you communicate or not. You can go back and listen to it and go parse it all down. Get it all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. Back down, back down, back down, back to where you started from. Back down where you got Sanskrit. Now you're writing in the sand and the wind blows and it's gone. It's lost. Forever. We've lost the Rosetta Stone. It's gone. Now you're not even communicating anymore. So it's almost a fool's errand to even have this conversation because the level or base of how you're communicating is always a mystery landscape. It never lands anywhere. You might as well be spewing Ulysses and drunken with Finnegan's ease to start making as much sense as the ridiculous fodder that is out there now that moves heaven and earth is Kim Kardashian's dairy air. It's hers because she paid for it.
Okay, that was a little bit of, Ornette Coleman, John Coltrane there, OJ, a little bit of, John McLaughlin, but you can come at it and Ian can give a short speech.
Janet Joplin with a little bit of Moon Unit. Get them all, Bob. Get them all.
Moon Unit Zappa. He knows them all, OJ. You name anybody. Little Boozy, Little Walter, Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti. Yeah, that's Bob's favorite, Yo Gotti. He's all over there. And he knows that. Little Boozy. Little Boozy's good.
Ion, are ascended creators mammals?
No. They are not. God.
Wait, what was your question? You're too low, Bert. Make yourself louder. What was your question?
Get right.
Are ascended creators mammals?
No, they are not.
Now, that relates to what you're talking about, OJ. Ascended people, which we have several listening on this show, are not mammals. Now, in other words, the whole spectrum of biology and geography and nature that were rammed down your throat there in Los Angeles at the university does not apply. Ion said.
No, we chunk it all into the tar pits, make them tar pits, and we'll feather them and run them out on a rail. You'll see.
I don't have any more questions. I'm content just to listen.
No, we don't tolerate listening. You're a fucking loser if you listen. What, you have questions about hockey, about your film career?
Let's talk about your penis. We can't have any music. We'll talk about your penis. Is it working okay?
OJ, nobody knows who you are. Just answer.
We do. We know who you are.
Yeah. Don't get thrown by this, OJ.
Thrown? If you're having that trouble, we really should have a talk.
So, OJ, what is happening in L.A. that you'd like to know about? On any level, political, academic, culturally, what club is the best place you should go to,
Nothing. I hate LA. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, what do you like? What place would you like to be?
Europe.
Which part? That's like saying I'm from Lourdes. You're from anywhere.
How about Eastern Europe?
on the block.
Okay, tell me something about Hungary. I was there this summer.
Budapest is amazing, and the Black Sea is life-giving. Chicks are hot.
I've been reading a lot about Genghis Khan lately. Can you tell me something about him?
He was very committed and sincere.
Committed to what, Ion?
Obliterating everything that wasn't his.
That's a pretty general statement, OJ. What, any particulars you want to know?
Pretty general fucking question, too.
Did Genghis Khan transition?
No.
Is he still alive on the planet?
In San Bernardino.
Well, I gotta say, Bob, I'm not too excited to ask him questions after I heard you say he doesn't give any answers. Like an hour
ago.
No,
he's doing pretty good now. It's always changing here. You've brought out some answers out of him. I give you kudos, OJ. You got some fucking answers out of him.
Bob is the mystery landscape. Bob is the mystery. We're always the same. We answer every single question that ever gets asked to us. Bob just doesn't hear it, doesn't know it, so he can ask it again and get another answer or the same answer, which does. There it is, folks. We've never had that again. We just did it 9 minutes ago. And Bob's got it on the record now that we've said it for the very first time. Never been heard before. One time ever, ever, ever. And there you go. So it's great fun. But we're not one to go around spreading rumors. Really.
Okay.
We're just not the gossiping kind.
I'm thinking of moving to China to work in the film industry. Do you think that's a good idea?
Not in Beijing.
Why?
Because it will not be the fastest path to your joy. It will end in great travail and tears. You will forfeit portions of your body to complete that task and hang. But it might be fun. It's always good to see.
What about China in general?
China in general is okay.
Now come back to Kubrick. What's the question that you're going to think tomorrow morning you should have asked Kubrick and ask him?
Well, I guess I wondered, why didn't you do your Holocaust film?
He wasn't allowed to.
But Spielberg did his.
Who stopped you, Kubrick?
The Goldbergs.
Who are the Goldbergs?
Money people behind Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Why did they stop it?
They didn't want the information out there.
That gets into the meme of what's called anti-Semitic kinds of information, Ion, that the right-wing survivalists do.
You'd be fucking with my peeps.
Are you a Jewish, Cooper?
Fucking with my peeps would infer Semitism.
Kubrick, were you born Jewish?
Yes.
What's the public record say about that, OJ? Is he known to be Jewish?
Yes. He's Jewish.
For God's sake, don't tell anybody. You'll hurt our business.
Did you, Kubrick, think that LaRouche was anti-Semitic in his writing?
Who?
Lyndon LaRouche.
Never heard of him.
You would have used some of Lyndon LaRouche's information about the Holocaust, wouldn't you? That's what the Goldbergs didn't like.
Sure. Oh, sure. Running on a rail.
Why were you obsessed with Napoleon? Why were you going to make a film on him?
Money for nothing and the chicks were free.
How did you make these amazing films? What was your secret to doing this?
Bias.
Was there something?
Bias, he says. Not your bias. He had a bias. He put in a bias on the film.
Every film was based on what you couldn't do. If you went with what you couldn't do, the bias made it a hit. They aren't avant-garde now, but they were then.
Like go for a, do the counterintuitive is the word they use today.
The booger snatcher.
Interstellar plays off of 2001 a lot. And I was wondering what you guys would think about that, you and Ion. Interstellar.
It's a little better. It's a little better than some, but it's still not developed. It's still lacking. It needs creativity. It needs the splash. J.J. Abrams would help it tremendously.
Do you think the physics is correct in the film?
No, it's trite.
We have several JWs in Hollywood, OJ.
Right.
This phenomenon is sort of around JW, and three of them are in Hollywood, and one of them has been a good friend of J.J. Abrams since 2000, and many of the ideas in his major TV series come from this show and JW and Ion.
There's a new show called Ascension about these people that go into a ship in the 60s.
To, yeah, like, it's kind of done. It won't make it. Constantine, however, that's a winner.
What's good about the TV show?
Well, it just lays out in simple, stupid ways of how the interaction of gods bump into demons and worlds and situation ethics and dynamics that are overcome constantly with those who are bravely, boldly willing to engage. It's going to start living in a world where the spiritual is alive. It's always been that you're going to be forced now to capitulate in its environment. So therefore, any show that warms you up to that capitulated position is a good thing, according to our Martha Stewart.
Do you watch The Walking Dead?
It's great. You all are, most of you.
So, Ion, with the encountering the spiritual forces, is that a retrieval of caveman reality, metaphorically speaking? Are we retrieving a condition?
No, actually, caveman, if you go into caveman reality, is a straight up from the Sistine Gospel, then you're coming into a place where you had no worries, you had no cares. You know, it was a dog's life. You sleep all day and cat all night. Actually, you didn't have that. The Kupa Chakra did not bother you if you didn't know they were. The Loch Ness Monster couldn't eat your children if you didn't acknowledge it. Back in the days of hoodoo. So it's actually a purer, simpler, easier way if you accept that space was. We do not. If you did, it would, but we don't, so it's not. But from the standpoint of your asking of the question, it allows you to embrace the infinite capacitation of you. As a god, you create all these demons. You don't have to have demons. You created them. So therefore, you got to nurse them. If you starve a cold, you'll live long enough to feed a fever.
So because we created the demons, they're going to be around forever.
So far.
So we will have more involvement, and this is once the veil is lifted.
Like Vestal Goodman, it ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, so the portals were opened in April 2010 because the guff was emptied on March 18, 2009 when you showed up. That's why the portals were opened.
It was an emptying process, yeah.
Ion, why did you choose Bob?
Yes.
That's a tricky question there, OJ. He could say that I chose them. You know,
he said
two ways.
Well, we're acknowledging that he was family. We're acknowledging that he was chosen. That's the bigger part. Many are called, few are chosen.
Why was I chosen?
Who? That's ridiculous. Who would choose you, Bob? You can't. Because Lyndon LaRouche had to get him in there somehow, and he couldn't get it because Wyndham Lewis wouldn't allow it. It was a complex plot, so it had to be Bob. He was the only last one left that didn't make any less sense, more sense than the last sense that had any sense that was sense.
That's true. That's very true. That was the last who had any sense, OJ.
That was sense.
Okay.
Three.
I have another question.
We have one answer.
So there's Wyndham Lewis, there's Marshall McLuhan, and there's others. What is it about Canada that breeds people like this?
T.S. Eliot.
T.S. Eliot. Now, what he means is that Eliot became the consummate British asshole. And us Canadians hate the British fucking asshole, so we fucking react to the Eliot and do our art in response to Eliot. How's that for the answer, Ion? Am I right on?
The Kirchhoff would be proud.
I'm doing dialogues with the Kirchhoff right now, OJ. I hope you're listening to them.
Who's that?
Yeah,
how delightful. He's so refreshing. He's innocent. He's innocent, Bobby. It's delicious. It's very delicious. See, we got to get him broken down on his genitalia, but after that, he's going to be all right.
No, it's you don't know all my whole life, so you don't know I'm doing these dialogues with the Kirkhoff. Look at my
You're letting
timeline.
People on this show that haven't done their research on the timeline? Get out. That's what you If you can't lay down line by line the tiny note chart, you don't qualify.
What's the tiny note chart?
Now you're asking for it. You're fucking asking for trouble now, OJ. You don't know about my tiny note chart? What the fuck?
No, I do. I'm kidding.
What the fuck? Yeah, you're kidding. Yeah, I do. That's extreme. That's silly.
That's fun. Yeah, we just do this so no one will forget who William Irvin Thompson was. Nobody ever knew, but they did know they wouldn't forget who he was.
Do you know William Irvin Thompson? You read something by him, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't like him.
Most. What?
He didn't even like him, so it's okay.
So everybody I've turned you on to was a surprise for you, right, OJ? I've turned you on to a lot of interesting things. Now,
yeah.
This Wyndham Lewis. Somebody. I never heard of Laura. That was pretty interesting. You discovered Laura. And
yeah. She's big.
When did she live? What are her years?
She died in 91, and she was born around 1900.
And she took on Lewis, didn't she? She criticized Lewis.
Yeah, and this is when she was living with Robert Graves.
Oh, really? What is her name?
Laura Riding Jackson. She was Laura Riding back then, but she took on Lewis. But she didn't really take him on that much. They were on good terms, and it was more of a dialogue, is the way I see it.
How did you discover her? I've never heard of her. Where did you? How did that come about?
She was Robert Graves' first muse.
He reads books, Bob. It's that thing. Marshall McLuhan wrote a book about it, the Gutenberg Galaxy. It's great. And it had to do with the mechanical bride. So that's how it came from. I know that's out of your field of experience, Bob. It might be more than you could probably take on. But he has delved into these things, wordy words that light up.
Yeah.
They think it's great.
This is your extracurricular reading, right, OJ? This is not what you do for school.
No.
Okay, I'm going to unmute everybody, Bert.
All participants are now unmuted.
Bert talking.
Ion, the errors were not explained as far as their usage within Revelations Supplement C, from what I could understand. In other words, we have a number, but there's no meaning behind the number of the air.
Yes, sir.
Is that explained someplace that I did?
Line muted.
To the Revelations.
No.
Can you go over it?
Like that. If we were going to give them, you'd have them already. So if you're interested and you're asking, then you need to develop it. That means you know enough to be able to articulate it to the point that you convince us that you're qualified to contain such valuable information, but we'll be happy to change your life.
I don't feel qualified at the time right
Imagine
now.
Imagine that. So that's okay.
Yeah. Right.
So let's take it at a level you are comfortable with, because the whole point of this is to bring you into your place of power. And if you are not going to come into your place of power, you're not going to last very long. So it's a good day, not a problem. And so let's begin. Take it at some tiered level. Tell us where you want to go, and let's develop it a little bit. Now, don't go off the chains, because if you do, we'll go with you. We'll go with you.
Okay.
We promise.
Now, the keys open gates, or they pertain to gates. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, they do. The relationship between the heirs and the keys, is that another level of gatage? In other words, is it a level beyond the gates?
There is.
Do they kind of coexist?
No, go at it a different way. Ask what you know about. Ask what you know about. You're asking what you don't know about. Ask something you do know about to get it wet. You're trying to have an orgasm and you hadn't got your dick wet yet.
Right. That's great.
Okay. The striking thing in Revelation for you was?
Basically, your knowledge, or what you gave me.
Which was?
Was how to become ascended.
So now you want to know the specific details of driving the angels specifically to your beck and will? Is that your question?
I think I've kind of done that.
Oh.
I mean,
and we're having this conversation? Nice.
Okay. I'm striving towards that. Have I been talking with the angels, or am I imagining it?
Let's put it another way. You'd have a very different experience if you were driving angels today.
Okay. So therefore,
not
I have
a bad thing. No. They didn't say all that. Don't read. Don't therefore it. It's okay.
Okay.
Let it be. It's becoming. We don't have a problem. If we had a problem, we wouldn't be getting this much. We're trying
right.
to drag you through this abyss that you supposedly have strolled through without incident. So now we're trying
right.
to get you back to where you actually gained some good that you got. That
okay.
was getting good. So the most prolific thing in the Revelation series that you ran into so far would be?
I'm starting to re-listen to it because of after listening to the I can't
come on. You want to quiz us about the airs, and we're trying to get in to see if you're interested in the airs for a reason.
Well, the reason is a connection.
Connecting, that's what I would say. Oh, come on.
Okay, what I'm doing is I want to connect the whole. The heirs, from my perspective, were just disconnected from the keys.
And okay.
So therefore, I'm like, what's the purpose of the heirs? I mean, you guys, basically, within the tape itself is I'm like, okay, you brought the heirs into being, but they were never really explained for my satisfaction. And Bert just said,
good.
Well, I have
so
to listen to some more, right?
So ask. Which heir? Pick the heir.
Okay.
Pick an heir. Tell which one it is. Let them catch up those that can. And come on. We got this.
None of them made any sense to me. Because there were just numbers.
They weren't just numbers. They were schedules. Schedules.
Okay.
There is no time, so there would be no
right.
numerical value that would attach to an indicative position that's trying to go here. This has to do with the angel chart, how this
right.
all affects this chart. Because in
okay,
the layers...
Go ahead.
Got our chance now.
Okay, well, what I was looking at with the angel chart was, I've done a cursory, and I'll go into far further, but the printing that I have, I was, like, trying to figure out some kind of cohesion between the symbols, and I couldn't really read the symbols towards the 12 o'clock standpoint of the chart. So I was scrutinizing with the magnifying glass. You know, my mind was trying to figure out what was going on.
Take it up to about 200%, you can see it.
Okay. I'll figure it out. But at the same time, I didn't realize that the errors were scheduled.
Ah.
I'm sorry?
You gave it out. You gave an answer.
Okay.
You said covalent bonding. Ion are the ether schedules for the heavenly host.
Yes.
Mike, you don't talk too much. You just fucking say a few words. Do not put, I think this, I am limited. Don't say anything about yourself. Say fucking words you heard, like heirs. What are heirs?
What are heirs?
Directional keystone that open or direct the key. They're the locks, the keys.
Are the symbols in the alphabet listed on the chart, are they portions of the keys?
Answered.
Are the symbols mixed together, combined on the chart?
There is lines of miscegenation, which would not preclude multiple air key combination locks.
Is Steinman dodecahedrons
blooming lotus flower?
Okay. So study the lotus flower.
Oh. Yeah. Keep going.
Okay, the lotus flower, the dodecahedron is represented.
Double dodecahedron.
It basically behooves one who's studying this to.
Fuck that. Stop describing bullshit. Ask the next noun.
What's bullshit? Describe bullshit.
Okay, ask Ian what bullshit is.
Defecated grass.
I know that, but what's your definition of bullshit, Bob?
Oh, I always quote Cat Beefheart. No need to get into bullshit to find out what the bull ate.
Yeah, but I got to find out what the bull ate.
Okay, well, he just told you, grass, defecated grass.
Okay, well, you basically came out and said, I ate defecated grass, or I was asking about defecated grass. But my point is...
No point. No point.
Trimethylated lysine.
It has to do with the chemical structure.
Amino acid specifically.
Mike, well, have you listened to the last 6 months? You haven't been here every show, every hour, every minute?
When I get the time, I've been downloading the Revelation series. And
you're way behind on the show and trimethylated
lysine. I listened tonight and I really enjoyed it tonight. Anyway, I'm staying in the loop, but I'm not
good.
In your regards, okay?
Let's see your hand.
Show them your hand.
I'm looking at my hand.
We don't need you to look at your hand. We will see your hand.
Okay.
Hold it up.
We got it. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm looking at my hand.
Yeah, I'll start asking some questions.
Am I on the road to ascension?
Emmaus or Damascus?
I think I'm on the Emmaus road.
So it's a long, slow, winding abyss. Okay, we can work with that. So you're talking with the master, you don't even know with whom you're speaking, okay?
Well, I'm speaking with the Damascus Road?
No, the master, and you don't even know where you're speaking with the Lord.
I'm still learning that, is what you're conveying.
That's the point, the Emmaus Road. You're walking with Christ and getting all the answers to, you're figuring it out from the ascension, the one who has ascended as an example, however repatriated, and the ones that were walking with him didn't even realize that they had the answers or walking with
okay.
Him.
Okay. Well, I'm learning how to walk on
that's also a part of the Emmaus Road.
I'm also yearning to walk on the Damascus Road.
We can do it for you. It seems to be quite a white-knuckle flight. It's instant, but...
It's a potential white-knuckle flight.
It is.
Am I better off pursuing something else besides artistic endeavors?
Endeavors?
Well, being an artist,
it
does.
Your heart sing?
I think
would you
does.
Do it? Will you do it buck naked?
I do that buck naked.
Then that's the thing to do.
But as far as the ionic material that you've conveyed to us,
it sounds so silly when you say it.
Okay, as far as the Revelation series itself, is there everything necessary for my comprehension of the ionic experience within that series? If I was to scrutinize it and ask more questions and stay involved with Bob's Payday Show. Well, I'm going to do that anyway. Okay. I'm doing an exegesis on the Revelation series, utilizing the Bible and the dictionary. Is that necessary? And for my mind satisfaction, because my mind seems to be the biggest issue I have with my life right now.
Because you're fucking lazy. You diddle all your time easily painting nothing, and you hate the pain of studying a bunch of shit that's hard to get, and you probably will never understand, but you got to stay at it. You stay at it for like 2 or 3 years. You shouldn't be going on asking about yourself. You're going to fucking have to do it. You do it. Now ask some questions about nouns that you've got to read and understand.
I am asking, I think, pertinent questions to Ion.
Do you find your prostate has been enlarged long?
Well, I've got an enlarged prostate.
A little bit.
Is there a recommendation you can give me to improve that? To make it more whole?
A little bit more. Well, it's already whole. You need a little more magnesium.
I'll take the magnesium I have.
Yeah.
So, Remag, yeah, I'm taking that. Not enough
and,
of it.
Well, describe the amount you're taking.
I'm taking very
which
little.
Which is?
Oh, I don't have the slightest idea, Ion. I'm just taking enough to...
How will you know when you get enough?
Well, I've been just winging it.
And that means?
I take it when I feel like taking it.
Oh, no. You felt like taking it. You'd never take it because you'd feel wonderful. Dr. Dean, I feel way too good to take magnesium. I'm perfect.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, we need like a teaspoon a day minimum. And then a little bit build up. You can do like a teaspoon in the morning, teaspoon in the evening.
Okay.
Now, they say put in water and this and that and tit and tat and scritch and scratch and do what all that stuff, whatever that is. But just take it straight and swallow it. Be done. Get it right. You're going to start seeing some change. The way your thinking is swayed. It'll clear your thinking. That's what you found when you took it before.
You're right.
Want to sit up a little fucking there.
Okay.
Isn't it incredible that we would actually pinpoint and ask the very question that needs addressing, eh?
You're right. I mean, I'm pretty impressed.
That's the problem. Don't be impressed. Be whole.
Okay. I got you.
Want attention for you. Yeah, we're going to do that next. We're on this since we've been waiting ever so patiently for you to arrive. Like the elevator that's been stuck on the 9th floor for far too long. Either go to the basement or go on to the penthouse.
I'm going to the penthouse.
Middle of the stream just gets you spit out.
I understand.
Because you're no good for anything that way, because you're not good enough to be at the top and you're too good to be at the bottom. And so you're just sort of in the way. That's no fun, in the way of yourself. You are in the way of yourself, waiting on the perfect word, the specific thing. Okay, enough of that. What do you want to do for money? Let's go.
Well, I'd like to have my art. I'd like to have my art sell, but actually it's more than that because I actually want a lot. I'm tired of struggling for a long time. I'd like to have another, if you could give me another possible avenue of endeavor that would increase that I'd be good at and that I'd love doing. That's my search right now.
Let's see if we can find something you can do butt naked and miserable.
Right.
And it would never be like work again. You could be a drink taster at a titty club.
A drink taster at a titty club. Anything else?
Well, sure. The things that bring you pleasure would be.
Okay.
No, that's a question. It's not okay.
No, I understand what you're saying. That's a question.
Answer it.
Something I have to think about.
The good news is it's not a thinking man's game, and that's why you're in the travail that you're in right now. Let's lather and repeat. Are there forces that drive you There's something that drives you.
Pleasure. Physical pleasure.
Describe it. Chemical?
Well, I like alcohol.
Good. Any brand?
Whatever's cheapest at the time. I don't like the dependency on it. So therefore, I'm at a quandary as to how to cross. Is that my mind? I'll ask you a question. Is that my mind, or is that just, am I going against my own better nature? As far as my quandary with alcohol and beauty. Okay, so beauty is a... You've got me.
Okay, Mike, you take a break. You sit back there for a minute. Hey, Bert, did you have some questions for Ion?
Just one thing. If we could just get him drunk and laid, I think you'll be fine.
Well, okay, I got you.
What do you mean, laid? I got you? Wait, what's that mean?
No, I'm understanding what he's trying to convey.
You understand what he's saying now. Are you going to get it?
Pussy
now
and
he's
alcohol.
How are you going to get it?
Pussy and alcohol? Yeah, no, I get it. He's just pried it out of me. It's pussy and alcohol. That's always what it is with guys.
You're just a guy,
I'm a guy.
Worry about the usual bullshit.
What can I say? I mean, Ion just
get disciplined.
Celibate. I've already done that, Bob. That's the whole point.
That's working for you. It's working for you. Brought you to Ion. Yeah, your celibacy worked.
Brought me to Ion. Okay. Is that accurate, Ion?
Okay, Ion, you want to fix him up in about a minute, getting some women?
If you get him drunk enough, he probably wouldn't notice. It's okay. The point is that there's a connection that he's trying to connect to. And so he's looking for anything ancillary. Everything he wants is ancillary, things that are real. Notice that we wanted to talk about specific things, and all of a sudden he sort of shrugged up and didn't want to talk about
right.
it.
Right.
It's kind of like, who the fuck do you think you are? You're running around here with your little penis running around here like you're going to be like something. Come on, get real. Get happy or get out. That's the whole
right.
point. If you can't right. engage and involve yourself in this life you call living, why should we care whether or not you're successful at it or not?
Right.
If you don't.
See, talking about it, you leads nowhere. You know the answers, so what the fuck? Okay, let's get Bert. Maybe Bert can ask questions on your behalf.
Okay, well, no, he's not going to ask questions on my behalf.
How do you know? He is. He's going to say words.
He already answered it.
No, he didn't.
There's
new words coming from Bert.
Ion already answered. Okay, Bert, go for it.
Go for it, Bert.
Take it all, baby. Take it all.
Ion, should Michael start from the very beginning and listen to Revelation?
Yes, and actually listen to it this time.
He's right, because I've been listening to it while I was painting.
Yeah, that's right. You do this fucking stupid painting. That's the biggest fucking problem in your life is doing fucking painting. You're never going to make any money. You're a lousy painter. It's never going to work. Fucking get over it. Get out there and get a job. Jeez.
Okay.
But now, wait, yep. If you can do it naked, can you fuck while you paint?
I'm going to try that one out. It's kind of getting the idea that I'm just kind of pissing in the wind.
It worked for Jay.
Shut up.
Don't do that. It worked for Jackson.
Who did it work for?
Jackson Pollock.
He just pointed out.
Well, thank you. Go ahead, Bert.
He's more qualified to ask questions for you than you. How about that?
Well, take that, Bert.
Ion, are we transferred to another plane when we engage you on payday?
Sometimes. It depends on the connection and the mood. You all think that we are moody. We're not. We don't care. You think we are precise sometimes and not precise others. We don't notice. We're trying to do everything at the end of the day is to bring you back into your place of power. And if that means we have to tear you asunder to do that, we are happy to. You like it rough? We can get rid of it. We tear it up on the weekend, so it's all right with us.
So you're basically projecting what we are.
They don't project.
Back to us?
Okay. He doesn't project.
Don't
fucking make up shit. If you're going to make a sentence, listen to his fucking answer.
That's right. If you're going to engage MSU, you can. Go to the first school that made shit
right.
up.
Ion, does that also apply that we're transferred to another plane when we listen to the Revelation series?
No, that's different.
Is it only when it's a live interaction ion?
No. We just segregated the Revelation series from archives and or payday and the live interactions. We're saying that the Revelation is different. That brings you into a place, into a realm of itself. When you have this interaction, that's the sweet by and by. The Revelation is the dirty here and now. So that's more of a literal vein. We are still as literal either way, but now we can have a bit more frivolity and fun because this doesn't make much difference in the long shot. But it certainly can. You all could make this the most euphoric experience of your entire life, however humble and futile. But some don't choose to.
Is it the same with the Emerald Tablets?
We love a stuff. You can apply it. We like it. But what happens is they get caught within the trickery of the Emerald Tablets, and they get lost looking for the code, looking for the stone. Bob, if you think for 2.3 seconds you're going to get away without the quiz, I wouldn't try it.
Are the ethers related to amino acids?
No.
Is interloping a frequency or a vibration?
Yes, both.
Okay. Is it driven by a tempo?
No.
What are you referring to, Bert?
Interloping. We discussed interloping 2 weeks ago.
And ethers are not the amino acids, right?
Right.
Now, Bert, you always a show behind. Like, we did a whole thing with Ruth tonight you know nothing about, and you'll learn it this week.
We just love baby Ruth. She's the one.
You're going to find out about Ruth, Bert.
She's number one now. You were, too.
So, Bert, you're going to ask questions about last week, right?
From last week's
I'm
show.
I'm assuming you get questions from the week before. Like, you don't know what's been said tonight, so you got no questions other than what's happening right now, but you missed a big chunk. So you're going to ask questions about last week.
Yes.
Have you done that?
Yes, I have one question regarding the McCooing tape that I heard last week with Tony Schwartz, and it made me think to ask Ian a question regarding hybrid.
That came up earlier tonight. Okay. You'll find that defined earlier tonight, but let's do it again. Do it again, Bert.
The human creators right now, we are all hybrids, or is there a distinction in who is in hybrid?
Okay, Bert, I'm going to try to remember the answer. The hybrid was yes. We were a hybrid of God and God, is what Ian said, 8 hours ago or something.
Yeah.
To Ruth. So I think I understand that. There's the God that you actually are, and then there's the God that's culturally conditioned within language and bullshit out there, right? So the hybrid is you're made up of social order definition of God. Oh, let me just finish. No. And then the actual God. Okay, I rest my case.
Okay, that was perfect, except there's a few too many words. Bob, you're going to have to really choke it down a little bit because they're not getting you. So we want them to get you. So you got to slow down. And when it's one syllable, the whole thing is lost. So do it again.
We're a hybrid of God and God. That's the erroneous God and the correct God.
All that other bullshit doesn't need to say anything. Just the first part of that. That was plenty. Let's get those words first. He didn't get those words. So all those other words don't mean anything. We need to get every syllable, Bob. It's very important. So let's
a hybrid of God and God. Now, that could be you and you, right, Bert?
It is you and you, but that's the point, because you don't know who you and you is. You're still having a conversation with yourself, and you didn't invite yourself to the conversation. You're talking to yourself on the phone, and you didn't answer it. You're trying to have a conversation with yourself, and you didn't answer the goddamn telephone. You wonder why nobody's picking up. And there you go. So, good.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bert.
But going back to the hybrid is that I remember hearing Bob talking that we're in a special ascension where our technologies are moving with us.
No, they are not. We are driving your technologies now. We say what goes and what doesn't go because you are not God enough to handle and man your own realm. So therefore, we, non-physical, will run it for you.
Giant, you are our non-physical. You are us. So we are doing it through you?
No.
What about the people attending and talking to Ion?
If you were doing it, you'd be doing it, but you're not. We are having to do it. You're having to ask us if you can do it. You got to ask us if you can do it. We're running it.
Is Dr. Dean doing it?
We didn't say.
We didn't say. He nods. That's right.
Honesty.
He does the dog.
Yeah. Honesty. Honesty. How does honesty work? Honestly.
The point is, I'm scared shitless, Dr. Dean, and you won't lay down a judgment.
Oh, we don't mind. If you can't show up to the show, why bother?
Yeah, she didn't show up. Oh, she's losing points? I'm moving ahead because I'm here attending every fucking hour for every fucking show?
I don't know.
I'm lapping Dr. Dean. Note that, people.
She gets the Senate that changes that can catch up a month's worth of your work.
If she shows up for 20 minutes, she's caught up with me. Okay.
Pretty much.
So, Ian, you are the ultimate technology for us, then.
No. We are just driving this world until you drive it yourself.
Right.
We're trying to sober you up so you can drive it the way you want it to go. You have to keep it in the lane so you don't end up in a roadside ditch.
Right. I end up like Mike fading in the nude.
Drunk, trying to get fucked and can't work it out. We're trying to get you back together so you can get somewhere, maybe. If you don't even know you're amorous, how will you know if you achieve?
Let's not talk about Mike. We'll die laughing. Let's get back to serious Bert.
Okay.
Come on, Bert. Get
okay.
serious Bert.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But yeah, it's kind of fun for us talking about fucking and all this kind of stuff. That's just fun. But it's serious because it brings back to the simple, most carnal-based, easy things. We could just as easily have fun and talk about eating. Do you know
right.
to eat?
Yeah.
Did you eat today?
Yes, I did.
And you ate exactly?
Not what I longed for.
Oh no, wait a minute.
I longed for what I had. Okay, I ate what I had that I longed for at the time.
Which was?
Wieners. Eggs.
Good, and?
And I didn't have sausage, but I had waffles.
Okay, good. Syrup?
Yeah, I had syrup, you know that.
Butter?
Can you tell me what your point is at this moment?
If you don't know the process of the desirous or onerous thing that you want to eat, that you were not able to eat because you ate what you had, not what
right.
you wanted, that becomes okay. very intriguingly odd for a god.
I gotcha.
Odd for a god, we say. That would be odd for a god. So therefore,
right.
we would like to make some matriculative suggestions, as it were,
okay.
in the embracing construct of choosing things you like. And that's why we're
right.
getting down to simplest things like, do you have toenails?
Yes.
Do you have pedicures done, or do you cut them yourself?
I cut them myself.
Okay. Are you proficient in this?
Enough, yes.
And you base what carnal knowledge of your toes to know when it's time or not time to cut your toenails?
Primarily pain and inconvenience.
Describing pain and inconvenience. So
right.
this action of tending to your meat sack body is based on pain and convenience.
Inconvenience,
see,
right.
Well, the convenience of not being convenient.
So therefore...
Do you hear your words?
Yes, I hear my words.
Just making sure. But it's
right.
telling to us, we just want to make sure you heard it. Not any development from inconvenient pain that's a driving force of your actions as a creator?
As a creator, I'm learning to...
Creators don't learn. Creators
no.
are. You're learning to create. You're not a creator. You're learning to fuck. You're not a fucker.
I gotcha, Ian.
Well, we want to get you proficient.
Okay.
Let's talk about relations. Your last
okay.
engagement with relations, let's describe it here privately amongst just ourselves. Describe your last coitus.
Oh, that was a while back.
That's our point.
I got your drift from the previous one. Okay.
Well,
it wasn't something that I enjoyed.
See, and that's the thing we don't get. there's a reason to engage that you don't enjoy. That doesn't work, does it?
Right.
Kind of
like
your wieners.
That's why I haven't had coitus in a while.
Kind of like your wieners, isn't it?
You're right, Ian.
You're doing it just because you're doing it, not for the fun of doing it. If you're not doing it for the, this is makes my heart sing, I want to do it again, that's not right, is it? Is that what forever's for? So,
right on.
Again, is there a feeling place that drives you in your orgasmic world?
Yes, but I haven't experienced
it
in a while.
I understand. Tell us. Let's get you there.
Okay.
It's a bias. That's more important than anything else that's going on in your world. We promise.
What's more important, Mike?
He asked me the question of what drives me to have sex, or actually drives me in this world.
What is it? What is the thing that he's referring to when he says that's the most important?
It's an inner fire that drives me to want to have sex with a woman.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Oh, for Pete's sake. Don't go around
there. You said, thank me, I asked, man. We find out what you don't know.
Fit it now. Whatever makes you want to come, I want to know why.
It has to do with aesthetics, to tell you the truth. Aesthetics in the woman and the environment that the woman provides.
All right, Jimmy Fallon would say, you're making this all about something outside of you. And if it's not
okay.
If you're not the driver of you, how will you ever be satisfied in the point? Now, we'll show you how to knock the little man out of the boat. If you don't know that, you're not going to have a long-term relationship anywhere,
anyhow.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about getting you off, not getting them off. And if you do it right, everybody's happy. But that's not the conversation we're talking about here. Because if you're already having so much fun in sex that you don't want it anymore, that's not working, is it? But the last I had was not good. And we'd say painful intercourse is better than none at all, but we don't know so much now. That it was so inviting and invigorating that I don't care to ever have that again. Maybe we're not doing something here.
You know what? It's been a while since I've forgotten, so I have to remember it.
Do you hear your words?
I hear my words.
We're talking like 10 years ago, Mike?
It's been a few years.
Yeah, 20
but
years.
Yeah,
I think it's 20 years. You haven't been laid in 20 years. You've been fucking pain.
Nah, bullshit.
Ever since you left Fuckface,
it's only been about 5 years.
Drum below, ever since you left him, you've just been a loose cannon with nowhere to land. That was 1995.
Actually,
we're talking 20 years.
I know you. He's asking me questions that I'm really having to search for.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate within myself.
Do search yourself. Well, apparently you're not very well trusted if you can't get your rocks off any more recently than that. So, yeah, no, you're not the one to be driving this pony.
I've had opportunities. I just haven't felt the urge to go for it.
Are you nuts?
Yeah, that's, you know,
it's because you're poor.
You got no nutrition.
You got no protein. You got nothing going on inside you until you had the drops. But, you know, you're pretty weak. Physically, probably. You've been starving for 15 years.
If you get good at this, they'll pay you money. If you get good at this, they'll pay you money to do it.
Can we take a break and get some meat? Can we have Bert ask some other kinds of topics? Let Mike assess what he's heard. He's got the message, he claims. Let him just sit down and think about it. It ain't going
to
work. We're not going to go on for fucking hours. It's not going to work. Mike is not ready for it. He's got enough.
Some privacy. We'll give him an erection.
Yeah, you do it to him privately. You deal with privately.
We're getting right. We got this.
Bert, take over. Ian's going to go any minute, so go, Bert.
Ion, is the corpus callosum increase with the engagement of Ion?
We don't know increase.
Is the corpus callosum stimulated?
Yes.
Engaging Ion?
It is.
Is chi changing with the presence of electron ionization of slack?
Chi is falling away. It will become neutral. Chi will become the mystery ground. That's why we show you all day, every day, how to lower your cheek.
Is there a change in the muscle chemistry right now taking place? No?
No. The buildup of lactic acid will only be achieved when you balance the electrolyte formula and your magnesium.
Bert, there's going to be a change in the magnesium formula. Note that.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Bob.
I think that's what you were saying, right? I think you were saying that.
We don't tell tales out of school, unlike others.
Right. Well, you said it, but then nobody noticed it, and I had to point out what was said.
Yeah.
What was that? Muscles and cramp? What's that cramp stuff? Lactate?
Lactic acid.
Lactic acid.
Muscles, lactic acid, and REMAG. New REMAG.
Well, the Relight. Go ahead.
Apply.
The Relight's with my own cramping and stuff. I've been taking the Relight for my cramping.
Well, we wish you to help your fucking. You'd be a man's man.
Yeah, very funny, isn't he?
You guys are getting
straightened out. This is concerned. This is drunk concern. You need to go to the whorehouse and get heels.
I think that's due to my psychology.
You're asking questions based on the less than place of not functioning.
I gotcha.
Don't take a shit for a month and come talk to us and see how that works for you.
Right.
What did he say? Don't take a shit and come talk
to us.
Is that what the words were?
Months and don't come
talk to us. Don't take a shit for a couple months.
He said, don't take a shit for a month.
And then come and talk to us. You wouldn't be asking questions from a fair persona. See, you'd be all messed up. Full of
Thanks,
shit, as it were.
This is good.
Well, it gets into a simple base. At least it's not some airy fairy wah wah McLuhan ass bullshit. Don't
See who gets abused the most, Bert? All these people run away because they got abused. I get abused the most. Okay, and I'm here. I'm taking it like a woman.
Yeah, this whole
like a
show
black woman.
Is based on all this dead people bullshit. All of them dead. Bob's entire bodies. Everybody's all the bodies. All the
bodies. I'm still here. I'm still here.
Get that rest of the tiny note out and get that last little note out. Get done with that crap and move on.
All right. I am Red's more abusive than Bob.
Ion, all those dead men, they missed the key of trying to figure things out. Is that the reason why they are no longer with us?
No, there's false prophets that Bob has added some kind of significance to for some apparent reason.
Yeah, I apologize, guys. I've been misleading you all over the fucking canyon, and I will continue to do so.
Minus Annie Hall. Who the fuck ever heard of Marshall McLuhan anyway?
So the Pope did. Gorbachev did.
Gorbachev.
Yeah. Where are they today?
Really.
Where did that get them? Nothing.
Yeah, good. It's like it's about Anastasia's grave, isn't it?
I walks onto the panel and says, who the fuck ever heard any of these fuckers? Listen to me.
Okay.
Well, don't listen to me. Don't listen to these guys. They're all false prophets.
Very nice. I have some very nice dead people I'd like to imbue on you now.
Okay, Bert. Back to you, Bert. Get us back into the bullshit.
Better hurry up or we're going to go talk about painful intercourse then. So that's where we're going next. Right there.
Ion, are there seven layers to the heart muscle?
More than seven, because the inside and outside.
So are there 14 layers to the heart muscle?
You're not counting the pericardium, so you don't know what you're speaking of.
That's why I'm seeing the question. Okay.
And we're not going to answer just out of the blue, because then you take that and say, Ion said that we come
I would not
from our
that.
Heart. Well, okay. Good. Because we didn't say that. So if we're not going
to
say that, you might as well not quote us.
Is the pericardium changing at this moment?
Yes. The walls of the pericardium are thickening. It's the only organ in your body that's in attack.
Are minds thickening, Ion?
Your mind is pretty thick, Bob.
Yeah, that's a good point. Are the walls of my pericardium thickening?
Yes.
Thank you. He got straight with me for once. Or he's lying. I don't know.
Ion, last week you mentioned that the water will become weak hydrogen peroxide. Is that taking place right now for all water on the planet?
Yes. Dude, they call it heavy water. Even your science is speaking of it.
It's becoming weak like hydrogen peroxide, was it?
A weak solution of hydrogen peroxide.
Is that the heavy water that the Nazis were investigating?
Yes. Well,
okay.
Indirectly, but yeah, that's more deuterium.
Okay.
But no.
What were Nazis looking into?
Heavy water.
Deuterium. Heavy water.
Heavy deuterium, okay.
Ion, is the cloud affecting the environment of all the existing nuclear technology facilities?
It's replacing it.
What's the cloud replacing?
It's affecting the environment of all the existing nuclear technology facilities. Is that related to the recent firings at the intercontinental ballistic missile bases that's taking place that's really under the wire? The two commanders that were fired and one was disciplined.
What are you saying, Ion? You're going, and? What's that, and?
Well, we're trying to, desperately trying to agree with him, but he won't say anything. His words are good, and. Yeah, and.
Is our Coldplay in the cloud?
No.
So cloud is replacing nuclear technology. Is our Coldplay replacing nuclear technology?
No, it's not that at all. That's
okay.
Different. You're talking about nuclear technology as that it is energy. Nuclear technology is not energy. Energy is what you're trying to glean from it erroneously. That plant doesn't work. No more than coal is heat. Is coal heat?
No.
Do you do something with coal to make warm?
Yes.
You burn it. But burning it is not coal. The toast is not the toaster, y'all. So nuclear technology is not a fire place.
Was Galileo aware of ion?
Yes.
In what way? He saw ion coming, or was ion in his presence? Did he use ion?
Yes, yes, yes.
But did he have a person channeling him, or did he have access in another way?
He looked in the stars.
And he saw ion coming, or he engaged ion and didn't care about the future?
Showed how it worked. We gave secrets and insights that he obliged.
Well, how was it given to? Was it through a person? Was there a human being that did the voicing, or did it come in another way?
The resting soul of Galileo is how he presided.
You did it through the resting soul of Galileo?
Yes. King of night vision, king of insight. Can you all send Bob some money and let him buy another telephone that allows him to actually hear? Wouldn't that be amazing? Do you realize the territory that you all could cover and could be wrong if he only had a phone or an inline amplifier that could drive this to some point where we could actually get every single word? Wouldn't that be amazing?
I get every word of those clear phones. Your phone's the one's not clear. I get other people who are clear. It's your phone. So the Galileo, did he have ion in his own head? Could he talk to ion within his own skull?
Yes.
And what was ion? When you say that Ruth, when every night she wakes up, she looks in the mirror, she sees ion, is she going to see a little light bulb? Is she going to see a hologram of JW? What does she see when you say she will see you?
Ask her what she sees. That's about
well, no, you tell us what you are that she will see.
What we are is none of your business.
So she could see anything.
We didn't say. We said ask her.
There's a really good question that would have a nice answer, but we ain't going to get it.
Mm-mm, not a chance, Biggin. But it's good news because your audience doesn't seem to notice, so it's okay.
Well, what did he say about my audience?
If we only had a phone, Bob.
Your audience doesn't seem to notice, Bob.
Notice what?
That you're not getting the answer to the very good question.
Yes. Bert, you're going to tell me that ion's not slightly warbly to your phone?
Yeah, he is a little. from our
phone. Yeah, we're all hearing the same thing, Ion. We're all hearing
the warbly voice. He's not to my phone.
Well, you don't even fucking know what's going on. You know Judge
You also have a Panasonic? The Panasonic must be the ticket.
What kind of phone you got, Mike?
A landline.
Well, you're not using it then. I mean, you're just out of it.
Yeah, in order to be a sinner, you have to have a non-working, inoperable phone.
And you have to be able to put up with it.
Thing, and you don't know any words. Can't figure any words. Every word, what he said. And then whoever told him what he said, he says, now, I got what you said, he said. Now, what did you say? Can somebody tell me what he said that you said that they said he said? And then the archives didn't see.
You realize, Bert, that I just rolls along saying one idea after another. It's like he's got a million words to say.
Yeah, he says a lot. Yeah,
he just keeps going, making Mike laugh. His head up. No, nobody makes Mike laugh like that so constantly.
Well, you do.
Yeah, but that's, I'm helped by Ion.
We're just going to drive that laughter in there, getting some spunk out of him.
You got that right, Ion.
I don't know what he's saying. Something about spunk? What was that?
Yeah, he wants me to take my laughter and drive spunk out of it.
Oh, okay. So back to Bert. Bert's very good questions.
Let's go back to the Ayers. You mentioned that you came...
Excuse me, you're a little bit warbly.
Ion is a resentful god.
Sinners in the... Angry God,
yes, an angry God.
You mentioned earlier that you came from the Ayers. Was there a special combination of the Ayers that Ion came from?
16, 11, 31, 12.
That might be in the numbers in chapter 23, unless it's not. But remember, there's all kinds of numbers like that. But there are numbers like that in chapter 23, right, Bert? There are numbers.
But there's no 31.
You're asking
no.
The question. Oh.
I am making fun of the little men, making fun of us. He's mocking us. I had to charge now. He used Bob to take over the human race, and he fucking did it. I fucked the human race, man. I brought an eye on it, and he's just taking over. He's just teasing us from now on.
I fucked the universe, and it did. I'm never going to fuck you again.
I fucked the universe. The universe fucked her.
I didn't come. And I'm never going to do it again. I had half an erection not to come, right?
I've done that.
See, so that's sad. I see that.
I know.
It'd be funny if it wasn't so sad.
Ion, is 31 a special sequence because there's no 31?
Didn't say. Time for the quiz, Bob.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You have a series of songs that's supposed to be presented to discuss regarding this topic that we're trying to achieve.
So you want me to play each fucking song and then you'll talk about it?
Nah, you don't do nothing. You're fine.
We'll start off with Big Mr. Gator. No, the order went like Angela. Maybe Angela was first. We'll do Angela.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of a servant, Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great triumph, of darkness and famine and sorrow, we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold me. Running like the sun, as a trumpet, as a trumpet,
rumble. You're making the devil mad. But the angels are declaring it with me. They're standing beside you. They're saying, saying, declare it.
Okay. Now, you're
even I couldn't take the song. You couldn't even let us finish it.
We're time compressed to actually get you somewhere. We're trying to get you coming like Jehovah. So that's the good part. And you went out the way of the Lord, okay? You ought to be there when this starts arresting, when you come into this place where your soul is satisfied, that it becomes saved, as it were, that you know that ascension is nigh. You ought to be there when that occurs.
Are you quoting the lyrics?
Yes.
Okay.
You ought to be there. When they have a coronation, you ought to show up.
That's 99% knowledge from a few years ago. We know that stuff.
But then you certainly should apply it then, shouldn't you?
Well, I show up every week. I'm the only one here every week.
Congratulations.
I showed up. Okay, next one. Heaven's joy awaits.
Oh, this is going to be good. Here we go.
Shall live, days of Elijah. It's all happening for me. pussy flows freely and easily to me. Alcohol flows freely and easily to me. The lazy life, the slack life flows freely and easily to me. But you wait, what the hell? Why should I even show up, right? I'm ascended. You guys are. That's the way it is. I am and you are. All you do is come on and get mocked by Ion, and then I sub in, I mock you, and then I mock you. I mean, man, it's amazing there's anybody who comes to this show. This is dangerous.
Oh, it's fun. He's right on.
Yeah, it is fun. And I got to give to Bert, man. Bert's got the questions. He's got questions. It's incredible. Did you have them all laid out, Bert? You scribed them out all week?
Actually, for the last 3 weeks, Bob, just a few that I have more, but I try to prune them down so that they come to a point, but there's a lot of questions.
Don't prune them down. Just keep making more and more questions. It's probably going to, this show's going to end up as just me and you, Bert, in the end. Okay, Ian, yes, so we did that song. Next song?
First of all, you got to get Ezekiel and what the chariot wheel is and how that applies to the Jordan, coming all the way back to your ascension, coming all the way back to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's coming. So go.
I then shall live. Oh, the old Gator boys again.
Gator.
Gator.
Shall live as one who's learned compassion.
Strange love, that's how all the bombs going off, remember? We'll meet again. great World War II song. Very tragic those days, 1943, 44. That was before I met Carolyn. It was sad.
Okay.
Very sad.
So I
was like Mike. I had nothing happening.
If you have any questions, just check with Bob and all is well.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You recommend a little boozy Coldplay and you got it. You're sitting around for that too. Did he run off?
Go.
Okay, you ready? Okay, good. Little boozy.
Who's banning? Real lifestyle, nigga. Uncut and explicit.
So what lyrics are relevant here, Ion?
All of them. Listen to them. Tell us what the lyrics are, Bob. Which lyrics did you hear, Bob?
I heard him say bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I think that's what he was saying. Okay, that was a very enlightening. Now Coldplay and the song called Magic.
Everybody, this shit here for everybody. Hey, I'm right back at them. I said this shit here for everybody. All the hustle. Everybody. Hey. Everybody wanna be a dope boy. Everybody wanna be a coke boy. Everybody got a chopper. Everybody getting money. Everybody say they from the hood. Everybody real, but they not, boy. Every bitch say that she a bad bitch. Everybody on Instagram looking like they mad rich, but they not. Everybody said they started from the bottom, now they hit the top. They go, everybody said they got haters, everybody got paper. I guess ain't nobody broke. But who with me to talk about the next nigga out here flex? When I did it before.
Now that communicates, Ian. I like that. Everybody, that means everybody. Here comes everybody. That's fitting as wake.
Yep.
Everybody's reduced to the chip body in one level, one multiple overlayered kaleidoscopic post Roxanna video on Vimeo. Vimeo is better quality. It all going to Vimeo eventually. So that's when you can see the really good work. So, everybody.
Modern media ecology.
Everybody doing modern media ecology. Everybody. That's a good song. Okay, finally you got something. You got through to me, Ion. Appreciate your contribution.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Now, go through those. Go through the words. You'll probably have questions. There's a quiz.
Okay, before, hey, could you hold a second? Just one last little word.
Let's, you have to check in with the master.
I just want Bert to ask one final question. Give him a little tip.
What if God was one of us? Just
no,
like
Bert,
one of us?
Bert, ask you a question.
On the bus, trying to find his way back home.
Ion, is there a function in the heart that creates a torsion field?
No.
Is there a function in the pericardium that creates a torsion field?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much, Ion.
Very well. Enjoy. Get the music. Do it again.
Study the lyrics. Yes. We must memorize the lyrics.
We hope you know.
Thanks, Ion.
Yes, indeed.